This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Sandy Longhorn. Longhorn was born on January 7, 1971, in Waterloo, Iowa. She got interested in writing at a very early age. When asked about her passion for the written word, she had this to say in a recent interview. "I was interested in writing from the time I could hold a pencil. This stemmed directly from being an avid reader. I get such a charge out of reading anything that moves me, that teaches me what it means to be alive in this weird, joyful, terrifying world, that once I started writing, I wanted to share that feeling with readers too. I always loved the sounds of words and how they built meaning." After graduating from Waterloo West High School, Longhorn went to the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph, Minnesota, where she majored in English and graduated summa cum laude. Shortly after receiving her bachelor's degree, she moved around the country and worked for a variety of independent publishers. In time, she went to the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, where she took an MFA in poetry. Her books include Blood Almanac, The Girlhood Book of Prairie Myths, and The Alchemy of My Mortal Soul. Longhorn has won the Jacquard Press Full-Length Book Award, the Anhinga Prize, the Louise Boggan Award, and she has won fellowships from the Porter Fund Literary Prize, as well as the Arkansas Arts Council. She teaches creative writing at the University of Central Arkansas, where she directs the CD Write Women Writers Conference. Today's poem is Jack and Diane, Rearview Mirror. Art, of course, does not exist in a vacuum. Artists of all stripes, be they painters, musicians, potters, or writers, are influenced by the world around them. I particularly like poems that directly reference their point of inspiration, their genesis, if you will. In poetry, you'll often see a small tagline beneath a title that says something like, "After Emily Dickinson," or "After Edna St. Vincent Millay." This is the poet's way of telling the reader they are using a previous poem. It is a way to carry on a conversation. It is a way to help readers know how a poem should be framed and considered. Poets have been doing this for centuries, and it is, of course, a way of paying homage. What I really like about our poem for today is how Longhorn takes a familiar song, in this case, John Mellencamp's Jack and Diane, and she wonders what happens to that couple in the future. If Mellencamp is interested in two teenage American kids, Longhorn wonders what happens after they graduate from high school and the realities of adulthood come crashing down upon them. This is Jack and Diane, Rearview Mirror by Sandy Longhorn. Diane's mother drove her to Des Moines to have the baby, planned a C-section so Catholic Charities could be on hand to receive the newborn and pass it on to a better home. Jack, he left the state, made the second string at a D2 school before he got cut for a DUI on homecoming. The last she heard, he drifted down to Davenport, where he worked a lock and dam. Diane dreamed at night about her baby's face, a slick blur she caught from the corner of her eye in the delivery room, worked to get a certificate from the local junior college, and took a job managing the office for Ray's Plumbing and Heating. Holding on to 16, she feathered her hair and kept her Bobby Brooks a bit too tight when she went to the locker room tavern. Pregnant again, at 19, she moved from home, married the shortstop for the Smokin' Aces softball team, and had his number tattooed over her heart. She gave up cigs for good when Brad Jr. was born, saved back a stash of cash to buy him authentic polo shirts and hush puppy baby shoes. Diane made damn sure he had a football in his hands the day he learned to stand.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.